Good afternoon. We continue to track a wave of low pressure through the Ohio Valley and overhead today and tonight. The result will be a steady rain through the afternoon for much of interior New York and New England. As a result, temperatures will level off in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will also swing through during the afternoon, and that could enhance some of the rainfall and even produce a few rumbles of thunder as it passes by. As that wave passes overhead tonight, more rain is likely, also areas of fog, then temperatures will drop back into the lower 40s. We'll be left with a lot of clouds, but mostly dry weather for the day tomorrow. A northwest breeze will kick in, and that'll help break up some of the clouds, so a few bright spots, maybe even breaks of sunshine possible, but we also run the risk at a few scattered rain showers, especially downwind of Lake Ontario. Temperatures will manage to get into the upper 40s to around 50. A little more energy will still pass through on Friday, producing mostly cloudy skies, and a breeze out of the northwest will produce a couple of scattered rain and snow showers with highs in the mid-40s. High pressure will try to build in for the weekend, and it looks like it'll keep it dry for both Saturday and Sunday. We'll have our sunny periods mixing with clouds and a bit breezy, but seasonable for the first weekend of December, high temperatures in the lower 40s. Still some question as to the timing of the next disturbance out of the southern plains. Right now it looks like it could bring some rain or snow and rain to our region on Monday in the lower 40s before we go back to sunshine on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southeastern Louisiana, across southern Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and into western South Carolina. Dew points in the 60s and weak instability will be in place ahead of the front that produced numerous tornadoes in the south yesterday. And shear will also favor localized damaging wind gusts with a broad area of 50-knot southwesterly winds in the low levels of the atmosphere. The greatest relative threat of severe wind or an isolated tornado appears to be from the Gulf Coast northeastward into Georgia, where mid to upper 60s dew points will exist. This will help low-level buoyancy. Storms will mainly be linear along the front, but a few areas of rotation may exist. Meanwhile, in the colder air, winter storm warnings remain in effect for the northern plains, where another 2 inches of snow will fall in North Dakota, bringing storm totals of up to 20 inches along with gusty winds. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, rain and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-50s. Boston, rain developing during the afternoon, lower 50s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees. The average low, 27. The record high, 67, set in 1933. And the record low, 10 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain moving through this afternoon and temperatures holding in the upper 40s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain moving through this afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain this afternoon, perhaps a rumble of thunder with highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain through the afternoon hours with highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, with rain through the afternoon, perhaps a rumble of thunder, with highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog, with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few scattered rain showers, highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy and breezy Friday, a few rain or even some snow showers in the mountains in the mid-40s. Dry over the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s on Sunday. The next system could bring a chance of some snow or rain on Monday with highs in the lower 40s and back to sunshine on Tuesday, lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.